You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you spend too much settling Venmo bills, well, maybe you're in the mood for a discount. And I am not talking about scouring the Sunday paper for deals or hunting down coupons. No. Writer Lisa Ryan took it one step further when she realized just how many discounts are aimed at brides-to-be. So she decided to cash in, even though she's happily single, by faking an engagement. And she wrote about it for New York Magazine's The Cut, where she is a staff writer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
How did you first get this idea?
Well, I have been living in New York for 7.5 years, and my biggest vice is that I love fancy exercise classes. I could easily go to the gym, but I don't like to do it. I like someone telling me what to do and encouraging me, because otherwise I will just walk very slowly on the treadmill watching the Kardashians. So I have been going from exercise studio to exercise studio, trying out their introductory one-month package rates. But I've done that in so many places, and I was just like, I don't know what to do next. Like, do I bite the bullet and pay for something I can't afford, or do I join a gym? And then I saw the bridal discounts, and I was like, I could do that.
You saw a poster and thought, oh, hey.
Well, I've been seeing it online, and I was like, I wonder if anyone's ever pretended to be engaged. And then I was like, no, no one would ever do that, but I will.
So what did you do?
First, I bought a ring. I don't know anything about weddings or engagements at all, so I had somebody who knows a lot about fashion pick out a ring for me and explain to me that it was a fake 1-carat solitaire cut. And she's like, you need to know that when people ask about your ring. I was like, what? And then I made a wedding page because I have written about being single and dating just the past few months. And so I was like, if anyone Googles me, they're going to see I went to a breakup retreat in February and I'm clearly not engaged. So I made a page on The Knot, and then I emailed the place that I decided on and I just said, hey, I'm getting married and I'm interested in your engagement package. And the next day, I was in the studio.
Roughly how much of a discount are we talking about here?
It was about $90 off. It was kind of a random package rate, but I did the math on my phone calculator, and I saw it was like $90 off a month. And so even though I paid $15 for an engagement ring, it's still a lot of money that I saved.
Yeah. What would the class normally be?
Usually, I think it's between like $250 and like $350 for a month of unlimited.
But $90 off, that makes a pretty big difference.
Yeah, I was like, I will fake an engagement for this.
Did you have any moral qualms about doing this?
I did. I actually didn't think it would work. I was very surprised. And every time someone would ask me about my engagement, I felt like I was getting interrogated. And I was like, oh, no, they're going to know. Like, I felt a little bit weird faking an engagement for a discount. But at the same time, I have friends who are my age who still use their college IDs to get discounts at the movie theaters. You know, it's kind of on par with that.
After the fitness stuff, it sounds like a whole world of sort of discount doors opened to you.
Yeah. At first I was only going to do it for the exercise classes, but I was really interested in seeing what else was out there. I noticed that people were a little bit nicer. Small talk was easier. And I got these discounts and I got to wear like this beautiful fake ring everywhere. So I wanted to see what else I could get. So basically everything I know about weddings is from TV and movies. So I was like, I can go to a bakery and get tastings, and I can go wedding dress shopping and get drunk for free, and I could go to spas and get discounts. But of that, the only thing I followed through with was the wedding dress shopping.
And how was it?
It was the most bizarre experience of my life. I felt like an imposter, but at the same time, it was really interesting to see like the level of customer service that you get when you're willing to drop like $5,000 on a dress. I had an injured ankle and they helped me limp around the store. They picked out beautiful dresses. They asked me what I was interested in and they found the right thing for me. And I've never had anything like that at a store.
Yeah. What did you come away from all of this thinking? You know, if you meet someone, fall in love, get married, does it make you want to do this stuff or does it make you want to run the other way?
It makes me want to run the other way. I liked being treated really nicely. I liked trying on fancy dresses that I could never afford. I liked getting discounted workout classes and I liked wearing the pretty ring. But all the other details that I had to figure out to keep my story straight, it was just too much. Like, having to think about the size of your wedding, catering, like, it all seemed like a bit much. So I know that when the day comes, if it comes, I will be doing something very small and low-key and hopefully avoiding a lot of the stuff that I had planned out for my fake wedding.
Lisa Ryan, staff writer for New York Magazine's The Cut, thank you so much.
Thank you.